When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Griffin here.
None of these scenarios are based on any real-life events. Everything is made up entirely on the spot.
Take it away, song!
Hi,
I'm Griffin.
And I'm Stephen M. Bones.
And this is Killed to Death.
And it's the improvised true crime podcast.
Black dress with the tights underneath. Got the breath of the last cigarette on my teeth, and she's an actress. But she ain't got no need. She's got money from her parents in a trust fund back east. Steve, welcome to episode 303.
That's good. That's very good. I remember having a debate in middle school whether it was 303 or 30H3.
Why would it be 30? Is it like a chemical compound?
I don't know. It's so clearly 303. Like, that is the answer.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. I guarantee. I know nothing of this band's history. I guarantee it's like the area code where they're all from or something.
Ooh, that's cool.
That's so cool if they did
is
that.
Is it a band?
Yeah, it's a band. What do you mean, is it a band?
Oh, how many people is it?
My guess is 3 or 9. Or 303.
For some reason, I was picturing like a LMFAO style, just like two guys.
Uncle and nephew?
Yeah, I'm just picturing another uncle and nephew duo. I don't know why. Maybe because
it's the only type of band
era.
There is.
The only type I listen to.
Yeah.
It's all I care about. Speaking of music
Ooh. And
things that we do care about, we've been trying to go viral on TikTok in a big way, and we've been doing a lot of different cool ploys and tactics,
challenges, stuff like that.
Yeah, and guess what? They all worked. So we're here to tell you which ones were most successful, so you guys can do them too.
Yes, my challenge that I found very successful on TikTok is the tweet challenge, where you have to come up with in under 280 characters now.
80.
Yeah, under 280 characters come up with a funny joke or a funny Pokemon and type it out.
That's good. And then green screen it behind you and it's just you pointing to it.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
The TikTok.
So I went viral on TikTok. Twitter, wow. the actual tweet got nothing.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
I got
not the
banned.
Point of it, though. So it didn't get nothing.
Well, yeah, okay, I got one ban.
Yeah, I got one ban. You got ratio.
That's the worst ratio.
One ban, no likes.
What I would have preferred is maybe like, 2K likes and 5 bans. That's
right.
An acceptable ratio.
Yeah, I like 30,000 retweets, no likes, one ban.
Steve,
that's
you went exceptionally viral.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And that's because... I found animals that were some of the funniest ones.
Now, what do you mean by this?
And I just lined them all up and I counted it down.
Like you found the animals in real life?
The zoo.
The zoo. Okay. So you went to a zoo and you lined up the animals.
I found each of the funniest ones and then the video I just, one by one after another.
How many were there?
It was like overload for these people. There was 5 funny animals.
So for our TikTok... haters out there who aren't on TikTok. Mm-hmm. What were those 5 animals?
Gorilla, funny animal. Very
gorilla's
funny animal.
Gorilla's funny.
Yeah. So he was slinging his own poo, which is funny.
Oh,
when they
yeah.
do that.
I didn't know gorillas did that, but I'm imagining that's got to be a huge poo.
It was. And there was also a spider monkey.
Spider
and,
monkey. Shooting a web.
Orangutan. And.
Oh, okay. These are. So. I have a guess for the last two.
Oh yeah, go ahead. I bet you know.
Is it macaw? Macaw? What am I thinking of?
That's a bird.
I'll just say chimpanzee.
Yep.
And why was I so confident I could do this? Little monkey.
Yeah, that was right. Funniest guys there are.
All right, and now that that top five list is done, back to our top five list.
This is what people come for.
Because we can see the stats.
Yeah.
I've noticed all of you stop listening as soon as a guest comes in, but you're right.
Yeah, this is the best part, and this is what people want to listen to. And it is just nice to know in the analytics that, like, this is our most popular segment.
Yeah, it's usually like a fun piece of trivia for Killed to Death fans that these episodes are actually like an hour and not 5 minutes.
Yeah, because they normally just kind of they like clip out their awesome favorite countdowns from the beginning of eps, and then they share them around online, and then some people are like, I didn't even know this was a full podcast. I didn't even know they talked about murder. I thought it was just cool top fives.
One of my other TikTok challenges is the cinnamon challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Where basically I'm like, I bet I'm fucking oranger than you, to some kind of jar. Steve!
To some kind of jar?
Full of cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. And I planked.
You planked, yeah.
Yeah, I went to the zoo and I planked. This was the same day. I went viral twice that day.
Well, that's smart to go viral twice in one day.
Yeah, it's good. It's different people who are getting one each viral. It depends. Are they fans of plank? Are they fans of monkey? It's like, you know, never the two.
Something for everyone.
That's right. And that's what my page is, honestly.
Everyone in the family.
If I have two TikToks that are similar in a row, I will delete my account, and that's a promise.
If you're the nephew in the band, maybe you'll like the plank. If you're the uncle in the band, maybe you'll like the funny monkeys.
Yeah, exactly. So I have full bands listening to my
shit. That's right. Steve.
All right.
What?
Oh, I thought there was one more, but there doesn't have to be.
Yeah, unfortunately, I looked and today there isn't. Would you like to solve a murder?
Yeah, fortunately, I would.
The victim, Samuel Berst, found dead on an operating table. Today's guest, Dr. Mehta, surgeon who found the body. Dr. Mehta, hello.
Hello. How are you
today? Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
How long ago
was this? I mean, you obviously dealt with finding a body, a death at the hospital.
Yeah, well, you know, in this line of work...
A death at the hospital!
Okay. In this line of work, you know, it's just another day in the office, you know? Things happen.
Oh, okay.
Things happen.
Pretty chill.
Things happen.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's exciting for us to have a doctor.
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of surgeon are you? Because I know there's like brain surgeon and
other kinds.
No, wait, hang on. There's something here, and I'm gonna get, or you know, a surgeon for everyone, like a surgeon general.
Yes,
there should be a warning for that.
Yeah, so I am a surgeon general of rhino osteoplasty. That's
Oh, wow. And
is rhino
that?
Nose?
Yes, it's nose.
And osteo, is that
bone? Nose bone.
Okay.
Nose bone.
So you only work on the nose bone.
Exactly. That's kind of my specialty.
Interesting. I always thought the nose was cartilage.
Yeah, so that's the thing is the outside of the nose is actually cartilage, but the inside is a bone. And so there's a certain type of surgeon who works on the outside of the nose who's called rhinoceros. And
hey, I've been to the zoo. I know that game.
And the rhino osteoplasticity is the inside surgeon.
And that's you.
That's me. That's me. Yes.
Now, I'm sure the answer is probably no, because I think it's fatal, but do you ever go like this and break their nose and shove it up into their brain?
Yeah, well, you know, in medical school, in medical school, that was kind of like a running gag that, like, oh, you know, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't, you know, be so, you know, I just want to, but unfortunately now that is exactly what will happen. The nose goes straight into the frontal lobe of the cortexius.
You're a doctor, so
yeah,
I have to ask, because I've heard this for years. Is it true that if your face is bigger than your hand, you have cancer?
I thought hand was hand bigger than hand, face.
Hand was bigger than the face. Sorry.
Yeah. Why don't you guys try it? Gotcha. Yeah. See? Every time. I love medical school.
You learned that in medical school?
I learned that. That was how to relax for doctors. It was a senior level course. How to take the
edge off. I guess the like Patch Adams type courses.
Yeah.
Wow. So they taught you, like, you know, how to keep a patient calm, kind of?
Exactly.
Any other tactics and tips?
Yeah. So they said, you know, you don't want to listen to aggressive, like, hip-hop style music before a big day of surgeries. That was definitely, because some people, you know, they come from a type A background where, you know, just try to get amped up, but that's not the right mentality for doing complex rhino osteoplasties.
What should you be listening to?
Like soft elevator music. Soft elevator music just calms you down, kind of in the background.
And that's good. It's probably playing in a hospital anyway.
Right, exactly. The waiting room music is actually
perfect.
Some doctors actually stand in the waiting room before going to surgery.
Shazamming it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I got to play this later.
The people who make those playlists actually, you know, this is kind of an inside baseball hospital thing, but they get paid big money.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
All those nephews and uncles.
Yep. Yep.
So when would someone come to you for rhino osteoplasty? What are your most common cases where you have to operate on a nose bone?
The inside.
Well, so
the inside of a nose bone.
Definitely, I would say amongst like the 13 to 18 year old demographic, it's a lot of prank type injuries where, you know, someone will have some sort of joke where you put a hand near your face and then another person.
Oh, I know those.
Right, right. So that's definitely in that demographic. For older demographics, it's sometimes, you know, the classic, oh, I have a small nose, or, oh, my, you know, if only I had a bigger nose, I could go to the bar and.
So it's all cosmetic. These people just want
you're a plastic
bigger
surgeon.
Or smaller. Yeah.
But on the bone, plastic surgery of the bone.
Right. Yeah. For so inner beauty.
Inner beauty, yes. I kind of lay the foundation for the rhinopaths.
Do you work together with like another surgeon where, like, you know, you finish up the inside and then you're like, okay, take it away. It's cartilage time.
Oh, 100%. Like that's usually how we kind of meet and figure out, like, all right, so this is kind of the base I'm going to build for you. I'm going to kind of set it up like this, build the scaffolding. Then I'm going to go to get lunch, and then you can come in and just, you know, put the bricks on, put the cement on, put the paint on, make it look nice. And then I come back from lunch, and then we kind of like just iron out the odds and ends, take a picture, and that's it.
Together,
take a selfie.
Yeah, they've installed selfie sticks onto the tables now, just to get that perfect angle.
Are you operating in any of these like theater rooms where like people get to watch?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's so. Usually, I mean, this is kind of a practice that goes back to the ancient Greeks, but you know, the best way to learn surgery is to watch it from 200 feet away. So
these are all potential
these are like
surgeons.
Really open rooms.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This is a stadium?
Yeah, seats like 150, 200, and especially for the kind of like the very complex jobs that require kind of like my deep special training, those we'll try to pack it out with a lot of young students so they can
learn like cheap beer night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, you know, they did introduce a rule where you're now allowed to bring food into there as well, so people, you know, yeah, you'd be right. able to, I guess
oh,
you'd
damn,
be able
that
to,
hurts your concession sales.
It does a little bit, yeah. Wasn't too thrilled about that, but
oh, it's you personally.
you get that. Is that what you meant by when you go to lunch, you go and you sell food out in the lobby while the other part of the surgery takes place?
Well, here's the thing about the medical industry in this country is that, you know, it's pretty, the government is subsidizing a lot of it. So you gotta have a side project, you know, you gotta start mm-hmm. another.
Gotta be grinding.
Exactly.
So wait, because the government subsidizes it for them, you don't make any money from the surgery itself. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
The money goes directly to the government.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. So yeah, it makes sense. You have to sell all your merch and stuff during these stadium events.
Yeah. Got t-shirts.
You should get a t-shirt cannon and shoot it off and around the, yeah, you know.
That would be, I think the, you know, the young students would really love that.
You got to get like someone from the audience at halftime to try and do a surgery themselves. And if they can do it right.
Or like throw like a little ring on the nose or something.
Yeah, that's a great, you know, that's a great idea. Because we have noticed like on the really long surgeries, the tension seems to like kind of die off. But if we had, I think I like cannon a lot. I like the nose ring toss. I really like that.
Oh, so Steve's ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
No, honestly, like those are great. Maybe something with like some sort of slam dunk competition would be good to maybe set up.
Yeah,
a
that'd
net.
Be good.
Yeah, if they have to jump over the body on the table and get it in a net.
Yeah, true.
Exactly. Like the trampoline, so the body does not get touched.
Now let's talk about Samuel Bearst. Why was he in for an operation in the first place? Is he an 18-year-old or is he an older person?
Or is his nose too big or too small?
Yeah, he wants it bigger so he can get into clubs, I think.
Yeah, so Samuel was actually, he was one of our older patients, and he basically came in and was like, I need a little more on this, and you know, it's just Friday night, like it's just not going the way I need it to go, and so.
Yeah, I hate when it's Friday night and I'm like, nah, a little bit more. I need a little bit more right now.
Yeah. You know, so
was this an emergency surgery? Was he coming in on a Friday trying to get out Friday night out there with a bigger schnoz?
Well, he did come in to the emergency room on Friday at 8 p.m. and said, I need it now. Like I need it in 2 hours. And I was like, what's going on in 2 hours, Sam? And, cause you know, he had other stuff before, but, and
other nose stuff that you'd done.
Well, see, the thing is, he comes in on Friday night and he's like, he does this whole song and dance. He's like, I need it now. And
right. So every Friday night he gets a bigger nose from you.
Well, he tries. He's tried a lot, you know. And we can't, like, sometimes the ER, you know, COVID and all these others. Mm-hmm. So we can't just have anyone coming.
Oh,
in.
By the way, I wish I had a pot and pan handy.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to
you.
Smack
yeah.
a pot and pan in your face.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, not everyone has it available.
Well, the sentiment, let us just
bang,
say.
Bang, pie.
Thank you.
Pooh, pow.
Thank you.
Bop.
Thank you. Griffin, actually didn't. I'd like to hear a little more pan, if that's okay.
Bang, dang, dang, clang, bang, dang.
There we go. Thanks. Yeah, that feels good.
Yeah, for the listener, I can see my own levels right now, and apologies.
Hey, for the listeners, I can't see the levels, and I still apologize.
For the listeners, if you're not a fucking nurse or a doctor, I hope you didn't listen to that last part, because it wasn't for
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, that's not for you. We should put in a disclaimer. Well, I'm going to let me just quickly lay one down now, and you can edit this in previous to that, Griffin.
Okay.
This next section is for nurses and doctors, medical workers only. The only people who should hear this next bit. Everyone
or like
else
a grocery
press
store
forward
guy.
30 seconds. Or if you're a yep. grocery store guy, press. Don't press the forward 30 seconds. Otherwise, press it a few times and then check back in. That should do
okay,
it.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll edit that around.
Okay, great. Thanks.
So Samuel Barris, every single Friday night around 8 p.m., he would come and he would try and convince you to give him a bigger nose for the club.
He did, yeah. And we.
And was this the first time you'd given in?
Yeah. Well, so this time he actually came in with a nose injury and said, look, it's messed up. Make it bigger now. And
this is a little fishy to me.
Yeah,
like, fishy. Do we think this is self-inflicted?
I'm not. As a doctor, I can't. You know, it's tough for me to decide if someone would do such a thing to themselves.
Okay, but as dudes
but
hanging
as
out,
a person, you know, we're just
guys shooting the shit.
What do you really think happened?
Yeah, I mean, it,
all right.
It looked like the guy punched himself in the face. If I had to, you know,
was his hand bloody?
his hand was. Black and blue.
Okay. Wow, he really punched himself in the face.
A very distinct ring mark.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus, Sam. All right. Suit
so
up.
You surgery.
You agreed, and you gathered some people for the audience.
Yep. We had, the residents were in there. We had a good
Friday night crowd.
Yeah, Friday night crowd. You know, they've been, you know, some people drinking a little bit on the job and just to take the edge off. And so, yeah, a little rowdy. And so we packed out the bleachers, rolled them in. I had my guy, Ronnie, the anesthesiologist, he came in, you know, juiced him up good. But the good is in like the appropriate amount. That's what I mean by that. As you know, I don't want to.
Yeah, you mean yeah. proficient.
Juiced him up proficiently, exactly. And yeah, so, and then, you know.
So Samuel Beckett, or sorry, Samuel Beckett.
Whoa.
Samuel Beckett, love his work. But back to this, Samuel Bears.
Great stuff.
You knock him out on the table.
Yeah, on the table. I meet up with Suzanne, you know, and.
Now, is she that plastic surgeon
exactly.
partner you have?
She puts puts the icing on the cake. And so we met up and we're like, all right, let's, you know, it's a standard small to big. And so, you know, it's kind of by the book. So that was how that started.
And there was no repair needed despite all his punching in the face.
Well, that was kind of, it was like bruising type stuff. So that's
more Suzanne.
That's icing for sure. Icing. Yeah.
Right. So did you discover him? Was it when you came back from that lunch break you take?
Yeah. So I was out. I was out selling, you know, my dogs and working the stall. And I come back in and Suzanne was like, oh, my God. What the hell? And I was like, yeah, like this is not good. And that's kind of how we discovered it. Yeah.
She said, what the hell? And you said, this is not good.
Yeah. And I, but
what exactly were you looking at that point? Like what?
He was just,
what was the scene?
He was out. Like he was out. And,
well, with the appropriate amount of anesthesia.
No, but he was out. Like usually there's this,
he was out bad.
Yeah. There's like that machine that has the stock market on it. And, you know, that like,
and, oh, the stock market is flat lines.
It was flat, man.
Bitcoin is down. Yeah.
Well, not down. The stock market was even.
It was even.
It was perfectly even.
Which if you're a Bitcoin trader, would be, you know, I guess very normal. But if you're in my line of work, that's no good.
Wow.
Yeah. There's actually a Bitcoin, you know, there's a student who I know, like, made a lot of money on Bitcoin. And he was, looking at that and he was like, oh, this isn't that bad. But I was like, no, that's not what you think it is. It's not, this isn't the price of Bitcoin.
He's shouting from the bleachers.
This isn't that bad down there. That's actually okay.
Yeah, I was like, John, not right now, all right?
Please.
Yeah.
But what about this suggests murder? Why wouldn't you just go on a regular medical death podcast?
I think there was definitely some foul play because there was no reason that I can tell that this should happen because it's just a routine, you know, nose bruising, small to big. Mm-hmm. So for sure, you know, the medical board and everyone got involved and it's, and there's some foul play at play.
Wow. Does Suzanne leave for lunch as well?
Suzanne was there, but I think she had turned around to get like a new tool.
For the hour.
Yes, exactly. And so she...
just rummaging through a huge bag.
Yeah.
Ah, crap.
I should be in here.
Well, you know, everyone has their... like, every doctor has their own like ways of work, and Suzanne just has... She has a bag. And it has like her tools, and she's
in her bag. Yeah.
And then I guess this one was like in the bottom part of the bag. So,
damn.
Yeah, took a while, but yeah, she comes back and she's like,
and goes, "What the hell?"
Yeah, what the hell? And I'm like, "Oh, this is not good."
Which,
and then someone shouts, "It's not.
It's not that bad. I'm in Bitcoin."
And then I was like, "John, it's." Not fucking Bitcoin.
For the last time.
For the last time, that screen is not the price of Bitcoin.
What we're going to do is take a quick break. Okay.
I could see that.
Yeah, it's about that time, right?
I could see that happening, yeah.
If anything else, no one can criticize me personally as a host as to knowing exactly when it's about time for a break. I watch
you
that
have
time
your levels
code.
In front of you and the time code.
So what we'll do is be right back.
Okay.
Bye. And we are back. On Kill to Death. Tongues always pressed to her cheeks while my tongue is on the inside of some other girl's teeth.
Mm.
Tell your boyfriend, if he says he's got beef, that I'm a vegetarian and I'm not fucking scared of him. Welcome back to episode 303.
Uncles hold your nephews close. Nephews, do whatever
is
you want.
Is that Gary Oldman movie?
I don't know what that reference is.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Uncles, nephews, soldiers close.
I said uncles hold your nephews close. And you heard Tinker Tailor
Soldier
Spy. That is like A to C, but each one was... so it ended up being A to G.
Griffin.
And I wasn't there.
We are still here with
G is
Steve.
For Griffin.
He's the other voice you
hear.
Steve, hit us with a cool catchphrase.
Oh, whammo bammo.
And we are still here with Dr. Meta.
Hello.
Doctor, you found your patient dead on the
operating table. He
didn't
have to hit us with
table.
A cool catchphrase, but you did anyway, man.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Your patient was Samuel Barst.
Barst, yes.
He was, of course, in for a small to big nose operation, as you are a rhino-osteoplastician.
Exactly.
You deal with the nose inside of... the bone inside of your nose.
Exactly.
He came in, he was an older gentleman, but he was still going out to the club on Friday night.
Yes.
As was his tradition every Friday night, 8 p.m., he would come in and beg you to make his nose bigger for the club.
Yep.
8 p.m. You usually didn't, but on this case, he had come in with a bloody nose, And a bloody fist that suggested he had punched himself in the nose to get this operation.
Correct.
You call up your usual collaborators, Ronnie, the anesthesiologist, juiced him up good, and Suzanne, the plastic surgeon who did the outside, the icing of the nose.
Icing on the
cake. The cartilage.
Yep.
You guys go into your operating theater, which is like a stadium, where I think since it was Friday night, there were hundreds of residents there all drinking and watching. Everything seems to be going well. You leave for your lunch break where you sell concessions and run the booth for everybody there, just so you can actually make money off of this operation for once.
Yep.
You return. Suzanne, who's been rummaging through her bag this whole time, turns around, sees the body, says, "What the hell?" You say, "Not good," because both of you had noticed the stock market medical machine was now flat.
Correct.
A student yells from the stands, "No, it's okay," because he's used to Bitcoin, but you had to say, "John, no, this is not a Bitcoin machine."
You got it. Yeah.
So
wow.
what do you in the moment...
Incredible.
What do you do next? Because you've got a body there. You're a medical professional. Do you examine him to see what could have done this?
Yes. So, I mean, first thing, I was like, Ronnie fucked up, you know? That was my first thought immediately.
Blame someone else. That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you gotta, yeah. And, you know, I thought maybe the juice, it was like a juice thing. You know, the juice was not...
Too much.
Exactly. That's correct. And so... I got Ronnie. I was like, "Ronnie, get in here right now." And Ronnie comes in and he's like, "Nah, that's not me. That's not me."
He sees him immediately, knows it couldn't have been him.
Yeah.
No.
He said that's not the juice. That's you know, something happened with a vein inside, did something and it leaked into the scrotum.
Which is...
It's actually
for us laymen.
No. Of course. So the scrotum is actually a ventricle in the left nasal passage that carries out excess oxygen and mucus.
So basically, what happened was you blame Ronnie, call him in, he comes in and immediately blames you.
Mm.
That's actually Suzanne. That's icing. That's
oh, okay.
That's the
icing.
Yeah.
So he blames.
I'm bone. I'm bone. I do bone. Like
bone only.
Yeah, bone
okay.
Only. Yep, foundation.
Kind of, Steve, kind of like your nickname, only you're also allowed to call you Steve.
I was going to say, it's not my, actually, my nickname, not Bono.
Well, your the bones Bono and only. Steve.
Yeah, but as far as names go, not Bono. Bone as a option.
And it's bones.
And it's a different word, so. Now we're getting loose. But we're having fun.
So how does Suzanne react?
So she was obviously like, very kind of like distraught because it's a tense situation. And so she immediately blames me.
Smart.
And she was like, she's like, "You're out there selling your fucking hot dogs again, you know?"
How is she making money then? So she's knocking the hustle.
Yeah. I mean, that like, you can't blame me.
Freeloader.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Is she not taking a cut of this?
No, she is her own. You know, when I'm doing the bass at the beginning, she has her own thing that she does.
Oh, yeah. Well, and what's that?
It's e-commerce, actually.
Okay, so kind of the Bitcoin thing.
Yeah. She accepts payment. Yeah, she has a sort of like web store that she manages in the first part of the surgery.
A web store? What does she sell?
Webs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry, I misunderstood.
Yeah, she sells webbing of various sorts.
She goes into the forest and just collects spider webs.
Yes.
Maybe if you found a cool one that like looked like something, or it looked like it spelled something or something, that could be neat.
Yeah.
Be hard to preserve it, I guess.
Exactly. It's it combines like ethnobotany and all these very like nature.
So that's how she makes her money.
Yeah. Selling webbings that she finds
so
in the forest.
She blames you.
Yeah, so she blames me. She said, "You're out there, you're out there doing, you know, your hot dog bullshit again." And I said, "You can't get mad at me for just trying to make money when the government takes every single, you know, commission on the surgery. And you're like, you have your webbing store, so you know exactly what's what this is about, you know. And then, yeah, so that we kind of got into it a bit, you know. And meanwhile, you know, patient Barris is just out cold, you know.
So I guess the answer to the question, did you like do a medical examination of the body, is no.
Yeah, you guys just,
you just started fighting with the other two doctors.
Yeah, that's not, I don't, yeah, it definitely didn't happen right after that. There was no, we had to get some stuff straight.
It was like a cartoon brawl. There was a cloud.
Yeah.
Just fist flying.
Pretty much.
Beep, the crowd beep, was like beep, cheering. Beep. Ooh.
Yeah.
Boop, beep, 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 boop, beep, 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 beep.
I know that song. Beep, beep, beep. That's a Skype theme song, and even though we're on Zoom this week, it's coming in clear. I'm gonna click hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. All of my exchanges with the guest in the second half, it's always feel like there are a few rounds of hello. I'll cut down on that in the future.
Oh,
who
now
is
I'm
this?
I'm seeing my levels. Hello, I'm John Bond. I'm a medical student, and I'm here to learn. Just sitting in, don't mind me.
John Bond, is that like John Bond Jovedy?
I've heard that one before. Nope.
It's okay, not like moving on. You're a medical student.
I am.
Would you believe if you're on the same call as a medical surgeon?
Oh, I've seen you, Dr. Mehta.
How's it going, John?
So cool, man.
Good to see you.
I was at your surgery on Friday, man. Killer surgery, man.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yes, it certainly was. It certainly was.
I didn't mean to make a pun. Sorry. Whoops.
It's all good.
Go on. I'm just observing.
Yeah, we didn't appreciate when you we were talking about Bitcoin in the middle of, you know.
Oh, dude, yes. Okay, got to apologize for that. So sorry about that. I thought that was, does this guy know? You know about this?
I know about the
those
Bitcoin
machines.
Incident. Yeah. The
oh,
machine,
you heard this?
You thought
okay,
it was a stock
yeah.
market machine.
Yep. Totally. And the whole time that thing was going up and down and up and down, I kept checking my app. I was like, what the fuck is going on, dude? It's like, is my Bitcoin secure? Like, this thing is all over the map. And yeah, it was his body. So, whoops.
It's all good, you know.
That's on me. I'm a first year.
That's true. You know, you learn, and I'm sure you're excited because you've probably made some decent money in the past.
What? I made money?
Like, yeah, like, I'm sure you're excited because you've made money in the past.
Oh, at my keggers. Yeah, dude.
No, and Bitcoin has been skyrocketing.
Mm. Oh, yes. Bitcoin. Dude, yes. I have so little invested in that. It's almost impossible to make money.
Yeah,
I
you
like
only invested
share.
Like a month ago.
Yeah, I just got in on this.
I see.
And I'm paranoid as hell. I'm ready to pull out at a moment's notice.
That would explain why you're laser focused on that machine.
Yeah, it's kind of taking over my life, and I'm feeling like I'm way too into that. I mean, I got focused on school, and I'm obviously, this is case in point, man. I'm getting distracted with that thing. So,
fair.
Well, we're talking about that incident on Friday night.
Okay, I'll take notes.
Now, you are interesting. You were in the stands that whole time. You probably had a great vantage point to what went on at that table.
Yeah, dude, I'd had an N on my stomach painted, and my buddies had an O and an S and an E. Fucking awesome. Except
I love that. I'm going to remember that.
The guy with the O didn't show up, so it was just N, S, E sitting together. And I was like, that's nothing. So we didn't even raise our shirts. So sorry, dude, next time. But he got trashed, dude. He got fucking trashed before we came, and I was like, you're not coming. You're not coming, so we had to stay home. But anyways, next time.
But you managed to make it out, even though you were a little toasty.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that's the point. You pregame before one of these things, but like, next time we actually have something really sick planned, we're each going to wave our, or we're going to hold up our arms, and then the next row of people going to hold up their arms, and then kind of the next section going to do it right after.
Yeah.
Until actually I think it's going to travel around the whole thing and then come back to us. And at a certain point, we've each all raised our hands. And if you were to be at like a distance from it, you'd be like, holy fuck, this tidal wave is in here.
What
it's just our arms.
Something I love, and maybe either of you have experienced this, is when the doctor will take that little camera that he puts down your esophagus and he'll hold it up to two audience members and try and make them kiss on it.
I had that. I went to a colonoscopy, and that guy pointed it right at me and my buddy. And yeah, we kissed a bunch.
You kissed on the colon cam.
Yeah, they were like, "You're on colon cam." I was like, "I gotta do it." Anyways, I love these shows, dude. Every Friday night, I'm in. But yeah, it's all virtual now because of COVID and stuff. Shit. So like, I gotta keep coming to these online lectures and stuff. So you guys go ahead. I'm just taking notes.
Well, all right. I have more questions for you, obviously. I still want to hear from Dr. Mehta, but what happened, John, from your perspective during that lunch break when Suzanne was rifling through her bag and Dr. Mehta had to leave to sell you a hot dog?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I went out and bought a hot dog.
Damn! So you missed the whole thing.
No, I came back. I came back. Got a hot dog. Doesn't take the whole time to get a hot dog. And then I came back, and she still had not begun. And I was like, okay, interesting. She's still rifling in her bag. She kept muttering to herself, like, it's got to be in here somewhere. And she's like, what the fuck? Where is it? Where is it, man? And I was like, well, it's taking a long time. I've already finished my dog. Thinking about going to get another one. And then, get this, Streaker comes through.
Oh.
And I was like, this is perfect. Didn't recognize him. Don't think he's from the program. I've never seen him at any of our
parties. Dr. Mehta, do you have a problem with Streakers usually?
No, we like I said, there's that mid kind of show lull. And so any sort of, you know, entertainment to get the students back in.
Oh, so he's a hired Streaker.
Yeah, well, you know, formally I'm not allowed to say, but yeah.
Okay, but you did know this guy?
That's a good conspiracy that Streakers are hired by the sports complex themselves to keep it interesting. Mm. Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that dude streaked, and then another dude came in like more clothing than I've ever seen anyone wear in their life, like a reverse Streaker. And yeah, he ran through, and then he ran like right up to the body and was kind of fucking around with it. And I was like, what's this guy doing with it?
Wait,
and
what then do you mean by fucking around with it?
Hard to see. He had like a big cloak, and he kind of like crouched over the face area.
Dr. Mehta, do you know what this is? Wait, big cloak crouching over the face? This wasn't a Dementor, was it?
I can't be certain. I had like 3 or 4 beers.
Sorry, Dr. Mehta, have you ever experienced a man with a lot of clothes and a cloak?
I mean, I was actually talking to you know, Peter, who works in cardiac, and he had, you know, another death that was kind of a similar situation where it was like a sort of cloaked type thing approached the table. And then, you know, he comes back in. He's like,
did some kind of kiss on it.
Yeah. And so I'm very curious now to, cause this is not good for the hospital at all. What's going on here? This cannot keep going on in my hospital.
This, of course,
this Dementor stuff has got
it. Wait, it is a Dementor.
I'm not sure. We don't know all the, but I'd love to learn more from John here.
Let's learn more from John.
Sure, man. Yo, open book, dude. Ask me anything.
How do you guys get to the hospital?
Me? I have
yeah, sure. Either of you or the general person.
I have one of those scooters with the electric motor on the bottom that can go in the bike lane legally. Yeah.
You trying to catch me in some kind of like drinking and driving thing?
No, I was trying to catch you guys in that you had to take a boat to this hospital that was on a big raised rock island. But it turns out that is not the case.
Oh, I see. You thought this hospital was Azkaban.
Or formerly. That all took place in the 90s. It could have been refurbished.
Oh, come on now. No, dude. It's middle of the city.
No, this is... Okay. This is a loose dementor in Toronto.
Well, loose. I mean, you've said it, man. You already said it. Azkaban's kaput, right? Isn't it kind of... I mean, you said it happened forever ago, right? So, like... What are these guys going to do, right? They're out of a job.
Sell concessions?
Hey. Make a lot of money.
How much of people... Do you mind? This is a personal question. How much money do you make?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I won't give you the exact number, but I'll say it's low to mid six figures extra annually.
Okay.
Low to mid.
So that is a pretty wide range.
Yeah. But honestly, anything over six figures is really good.
Yeah, the floor of that is great for selling concessions.
And that's bonus. That's like on like no tax. Like that's mine. That's like my.
Yeah, why is there no tax?
Because it's cash. It's a cash business, you know.
And you don't claim any of it.
Nah, this is like the government takes all my other stuff. So this is mine.
I respect that.
This goes straight under the mattress.
So Peter from cardiology mentioned that a dementor had gotten one of his patients.
Yes. Yeah. It was kind of like a similar thing. You know, he sets up the sternum, you know, he does bone, heart bone. And then
let me get that down. Sets up
sternum.
Heart bone down to the heart bone.
Heart bone down to the heart bone. Okay. Got it.
And he works in a tag team with, Isabel and She does kind of
plastic surgeon.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. You guys are quick, man. And so he goes out, he comes in and, you know, he said he glimpsed this like very overdressed figure kind of, again, you know, leaning over the body and making some sort of low rumbling sound. Mm. And then he went, "Hey," and then just kind of
shoo.
Yeah. And it scurried into, you know, straight out the emergency exit of the arena.
Right. Yeah. Similar sitch, man. This thing came in and then somebody had brought champagne because it was their champagne birthday. And they popped it in the stands and then this thing just went running.
Yeah. Scared.
So spooked. Yeah. Yeah. And then I would say it was probably around exactly after that the stock market went flat and even. Or freaking the body. Let me check my notes. The body went dead.
Not the stock market.
Yeah. Not Bitcoin. It's that's a much more serious graph, that one.
Now... It sounds like this is a very curable problem. Dr. Mehta, is there an animal you feel a close connection to?
An animal I feel a close connection to?
Sure. Gorilla, chimpanzee, orangutan, any animal.
All those are so funny, the ones you just said.
What about little monkey?
Imagine what they do.
Throw different sizes of poo.
Heavy, good.
Dr. Mehta, is there an animal you have a connection to?
Yeah, I would say probably the rabbit.
The rabbit? Why is that?
Because it's, you know, it is quick thinking and nimble, which is how I do my surgeries.
Hang on, keep going. I just have to Google what this thing is actually fucking called, Steve, unless you know off the top of your head.
It's a Patronus.
A Patronus, yes, thank you. That's what I'm thinking of. So, I'm thinking if you can kind of conjure up a rabbit, a little silver rabbit, just have him in all of the operations at the hospital.
Smart.
That scares
that
off
the halftime show.
He could play at the halftime show.
That's a great idea.
Get a magician, pull out of the hat.
Yeah. And then the audience wouldn't know that, you know, they don't need
but
to.
But it's a Patronus to ward off a Dementor.
Exactly.
Exactly. They think it was just a regular halftime magician.
They're like, oh, Dr. Mehta's, you know, ramped up the halftime show. That's what they would think.
I won't tell.
You're going to be a great surgeon one day, John. You're showing a lot of
thanks,
potential.
Hey, thanks, man.
Showing a lot of potential.
Man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think
that's awesome you'd say that.
I think this wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. We found out this was a death caused by an infestation at your hospital, a dementor living in the walls, coming out during surgery when they're already at their most vulnerable under, you know, anesthesia. Comes in for the kiss, gets him, leaves. But get a rabbit in there at halftime, I think the problem is solved.
Yep. Glad to have a plan forward for to resolve this huge problem in our hospital.
And a happy ending. And it was, you only lost Samuel Barrist, an old man who was trying to go to a club every Friday night. So
yeah,
that's not so bad.
That guy was low-key a perv.
Yeah. He was.
You know this from watching from 200 feet away.
No, I know this from seeing him at the club trying to get in at the front. Sticking his nose out to try and make it look longer. They're like, that's not why they're not letting you in. It's because you were a total creep last time and people literally mentioned it to the bouncer. And he's always like angling his head back being like, what about now?
Yeah.
I want to thank Zach Aaron for our good length theme song. Perfect length. I want to thank Brady Schumer for our art. The dimensions I asked for. I want to say, if you like Kill to Death, you can follow us on Instagram at Kill to Death Podcast. Or is it just Kill to Death on Instagram? I think it's Kill to Death Podcast.
I don't know.
If you're listening,
why would I know?
If you're listening to this episode, I'm sure you have mutual friends. Just type in Kill to Death. It'll pop up. Or K2D Pod on Twitter.
That's accurate.
If you have a suggestion for a murder, we haven't got one of these in a while, and it makes the whole point of having an email address redundant, and all I get in there is spam. If you have a suggestion for a murder, you can email killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. Please do it, because if we can say at the end of these episodes that it was submitted by a listener, it sounds good for us, right?
It sounds awesome. If you would have said it, I would have thought, wow, they must get a lot of these.
Yeah, wow. And if they don't like say one at the end of an episode, it's because like they've chosen not to, not because they haven't gotten one in months.
Yeah, that's not why.
I think that's all I have to say. Dr. Mehta, is there anything you want people to check out?
I'm in the process of setting up multiple comedy shows in Toronto that'll soon be happening at some venues like SoCap Comedy Bar. So keep your eyes on that schedule because it's coming up.
Should people follow anyone in particular's social media, or should they just keep refreshing the calendars on the SoCap and Comedy Bar website?
So definitely calendars, and then also Ben Stagger on Instagram.
And John Bond or Steve, is there anything either of you guys would like to say?
Oh, come to my keggers if you're of a certain age. If you're like university age and it's like not totally weird, then you're welcome to come, dude. It's actually awesome. It's a super fun time.
And John Bond, anything to plug?
Nope.
And I want to say for this one, to all of our special listeners, the ones me and Steve deem more valuable than the rest, I want to say, keep your stick on the ice.
Okay.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Brady Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mangiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.